It's a good time of year to visit farms across South Carolina. I'm here talking with State Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, and it is that time of year for the Ag and Art Tour, and sure enough, it's going to kick off in just a few days. As a matter of fact, this Saturday, Commissioner.
That's right. This is an activity that has really developed nicely over the last, 11 and 12 years. Seems like it comes around sooner every year, but maybe that's my age. But this Friday, Saturday, we'll kick off in McCormick County, which might be one of the new counties, because it seemed to add counties every year, and we're up to 20 of the 46 counties, and there's 150 places where families and individuals can go out on the Ag and Art Tour and get a, just get out on a farm, and they'll have local artisans participating there. Might be a storyteller, might be a painter, a sculptor. You never know what you might run into. But I'm tickled with this. This is a Clemson University manages this, but we support it naturally because it involves farmers.
And it's been going on for, over 10 years now, and it's been quite a success, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm told that over 100,000 visitors have been a part of this over that period of time. And so I imagine we'll only grow even more. And I know it really had a bump during COVID as people were able to get out on the farms and get outdoors and whatnot. But it's starting this Saturday, and the website that you'll put up, I'm sure, is just have to spell it all out, agandarttour.com, and you can find out where you can go and what type of activities will be going on.
You know, I'm looking at the information about this, and it says this year's tour has 150 tour sites. That's a lot. That's really grown, hasn't it?
Really has. It started, up in York County and a couple of Chester County or something like that. But, boy, it's really caught on, taken off, and as I said, looks like now we've got almost half the state involved in it. All with the purpose of getting people out, and the more times people get out on a farm, maybe the more chance they'll realize what it takes to put food on the table or clothes on their back or a roof over their head.
And as you mentioned, all kinds of different artists on the farms, as well as at farmers markets and other types of businesses along this. I mean, this is something that's really kind of does bridge that gap for a lot of people, doesn't it?
It is. You know, agritourism has certainly grown over the last 10 years, and that's an event. That's an activity naturally managed by the department. But this is somewhat separate, in that the counties get involved and help open up the venues and line these things up, and then Clemson does the coordination of it all. So it's a sort of a team effort, and something that people apparently are enjoying more and more every year, again, with up to 150 places available this year.
It really looks like another great season for the Ag and Art Tour. Again, that is the web address, agandarttour.com. And if you can't remember that, just swing on over to our website at sfntoday.com. We'll have this information and that link posted for you right there. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. The Ag and Art Tour, today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.